And welcome back to another episode of Blessed Is She That Believe. We're in season 3, episode 13. I missed y'all so much. Thank y'all for allowing me to have a little respite, little break. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. It feels like I hadn't done this in like years, and it's only been 1 week. Oh my gosh. But I missed my believing fam. So, yep. Let's get to it. We're going to start with a word of prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just pray right now that we just invite you into our hearts right now, Father. We just invite you into our space, this space that we are in. Father God, just come and sup with us, Father. Father, just take residence in our heart, Lord, and remove any idols, Lord. We just ask that you just tear down any idols we have built that we built unaware, Father. Father God, we just replace them with you, Lord. We give you the throne of our hearts right now, Father, for you to come and sit, Lord, on the throne of our hearts, Father God. Lord, let our minds be filled with you. Let our thoughts be filled with you. Let our words be filled with you, Lord. Let everything that we do and have and say, Lord, be of you. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord, that you just keep your servant, Father. Let her mind be fixed on you, Father God. Give her the words to speak, Lord, and hide her behind a cross so that she may not be seen, only you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So, went through a lot of stuff last week. Actually, the week before, which was my spring break, went through a lot of stuff. It was a lot of trials, a lot of things at one time. So I titled this episode More Than Able. And I got that from the song by Maverick City, Elevation Worship, More Than Able. And I want you to, the lyrics go like this for the first verse. When did I start to forget all of the things you did? When did I throw away faith for the impossible? How did I start to believe you weren't sufficient for me? Why do I talk myself out of seeing miracles? And the chorus is, you are more than able. 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 Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? You know, that song, you ever hear a song, you get stuck on it? I am stuck on that song because like I told y'all, I've been telling y'all this whole time, I've been going through stuff. I think this season of the wilderness for me started, well, I'm going to say it started in 2021. I moved into my home, which I feel like that was a whole, like this has been a whole season. I moved into my home in 2020, and it's like after a certain amount of months in my home, because I moved in my home September 4th, 2020, and I felt like I could hear, get ready, but I wasn't close to the Lord like I am now. And I mean, after living with your parents for 30 something years, well, how old was I? That was 4 years ago. I'm 38 now. So yeah, I was 34. So I lived with my parents for like 34 years. And when you're with your parents, you have a covering. Whether they're saved or not, like you have a covering. You're under the protection of your parents. And your parents, if your parents know the Lord, you got double protection. Like they're protecting you physically, but spiritually they're covering you in their prayers. And you don't realize the things that you're shielded from because of their prayers or protection, and you're living in their home. So moving out from under them, it was like, not that I don't still have their prayers covering me, but it's really like, you got to walk this thing out for yourself. Like this and talking about it now, sitting here talking about it is like, I didn't realize, I did not realize this thing was like this. I didn't realize life was going to like hand me a whooping like this and keep on whooping me. Like life is ghetto. Being here in this earth is ghetto. I'm just saying, bills, everything, changing the air filter, having to climb on a ladder to change. I don't like this stuff. But when I was living with my parents, I never wanted to move from under them into a home with a man. Like, you know, my husband. I just didn't want to go straight from dad's house to my husband's house. You know, I didn't want to do that. I was like, no, I want to live on my own and get some backbone. You know, like I want to have some life experiences. And boy, did I get some life experiences. Let me tell you right now. The life experiences I have gathered, have collected within this 4-year time period. My gosh. Okay. It's just the trying of your faith. I'm just sitting here thinking about everything. I'm pretty sure I'm missing some stuff. I'm sitting here thinking about everything I've gone through. I'm pretty sure I'm missing some things that I've gone through because it's been so much and overwhelming. And during spring break, I wrote a letter. I talked about this on my TikTok page, but I really sat down after I got. Y'all, I'm laughing to keep from crying because I went to go get my taxes done and I got to pay money. And praise God, I got to pay money. Well, I had gone to the doctor and I was having pain on the other ovary. And I'm like, I can't, I just had my left ovary removed last April. It was exactly a year ago when I went to the first doctor's appointment. And I had to go back and get them to check out. Like, because, you know, so we set up an appointment to, you know, for them to examine me and everything like that. But, you know, it's like, I was very anxious about that because I know what the Lord promised me. It's like the Lord, I just looked at my journal entry from, it was 2012, where the Lord showed me a vision of my sons. I saw my sons. I had already saw my daughter before, saw my vision of my sons. And it's like, Lord, why did you allow me to see these things? I'm not even going to sit here and get into all the details, but I can see how things have lined up, but things aren't going in that direction. And it's like, okay. But the Lord has been speaking to me about that particular situation, about family and stuff like that. He spoke to me last year a lot, December 2022 and all the way up until April of last year, he was giving me downloads about the family that I'm getting ready to have whenever that is. And, just talking to me. And I'm sitting here like a year later, like, what, why you give me stuff? And I don't, like, when you tell me something, I'm kind of expecting for it to happen, like, in a week or two. Like, you telling me stuff, you done shown me my kids, like, over 10 years ago. Like, what was the point of, why are you telling me that? Like, why are you showing me my kids over 10 years ago? Like, why isn't stuff happening? But, I mean, I may never know the answer to that. And to be honest, I really don't need to know the answer to that. I don't have to know all the details. And that's what's difficult about this walk with the Lord. You don't get to know all the details. you're not privy to know all the details. And to be honest, if we knew all the details, we wouldn't be talking to the Lord as much. Not knowing the details keeps us in expectation. Anyway, like I said, I was frustrated. I was so frustrated. I was tired. I was like, I cannot keep doing like this. I was like, look, but I can honestly say I wasn't giving up. I'm not giving up because it's like, where I'm gonna go? Where I'm gonna go? I wrote a letter to the Lord, y'all. I said, I am tired. I'm like, look, can you please call off Satan for like 30 minutes? Let me get a break or something, because I know how this work. I read the book of Job. I saw what y'all sit up there. Y'all be having meetings and stuff about who about to get tested and who about to go through stuff, because Satan be walking about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and he can't touch none of your kids unless he get permission from you. And you know, like, because he be like, well, they did this and this. He like, and you be saying they not gonna fold, and Satan be like, yes they will. So you be like, all right, do this, you can do this, I'll allow you to go so far, but you can't go past that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how this work. Like, why am I said, you got to pull me off the front line. I need to be in the back passing out towels to the people that's fighting, because I'm throwing my sword down. And I wrote that down in my journal, because I'm writing a letter to my Heavenly Father. Like, look, I'm putting my sword down and I'm taking this doggone, I'm gonna carry this shield though, because you know I'm still on the battlefield, but I'm putting this sword down. I'm tired. Like, this thing is heavy. I need to at least switch hands, put the shield on the left hand and carry the sword on the right, because I'm tired. I've been out here fighting and I feel like I ain't making no kind of advancements whatsoever. Like, I need a break. Like, can I just have a little break? Can I have like a break to breathe? And I told my Heavenly Father, I said, I know you're going to do it. I know you are. I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to do it. It's just, I'm tired. I'm tired, boss. You know? And I tell y'all what, and then I had the audacity to sign it. Your daughter. Your daughter. Signed your daughter. Who's tired? Your tired daughter. Well, let me tell you. So, my dad and I have been going back and forth about me getting a vehicle, because I had one. It was a 2020 RAV4, but it was time for the tires to be replaced. And right now, in my current financial state, who has money for that? I'm like, do I need to do a scratch off or something? Because I don't have money. And me, I had already determined when I moved into this home, because I got that vehicle and it was all black too. Like, I named her Melanin. Like, she was black on black on black. Like, she was blickety black. Okay. I had some black rims on. Like, she was black black. I named her Melanin, and I had Melanin. I got her a month after I moved into this house. So I had her for 4 years. And the tires, and I was like, I would keep her, but it's like, I can't buy the tires. I don't have the money for the tires. Now my dad is ex-military. He's like type A. Listen, you gonna clean something, you gonna clean it right, okay? Like OCD, because he was in the Navy. Like, you gonna clean. So he taught me how to detail my vehicles. Well, when I got my truck, I was taking care of my truck, but with home ownership, other things take precedent. You know, you got to keep your house clean. And when I bought my house, I don't even know where my energy went. I think just getting older, like now I got to clean my house in sections. I have to clean my house in sections. I cannot, when I first got this house, I would get off on Fridays or Thursday afternoon was my cleaning day. I would come straight home from work, because I didn't have a part. I stopped working at my part-time job. That's where I messed up. Stopped working there. So I would come straight home from work and I would clean my entire house. So that way, when I would come home on Friday, all I have to, I would come home Friday, take me a shower, soak my feet, give myself a pedicure sometimes, or either come home, take a shower, and jump in my bed and watch movies. On like when I tell you, light the candles, everything. When I tell you those memories of like first months of being in this home, I will always cherish those memories because it's like I have been waiting so long to do that. You know, just be in my own space. And I loved it so much. It was, those are like sweet memories for me. So yeah, I mean, I had the time, but I got a dog and that is a whole child. So I got to take care of her, make sure she's good. I mean, it's like, I don't have the time. I just lost the time that I could put into detailing my truck every week or whatever, you know. And yeah, so he was like, you don't need to get a black truck. Don't get no black truck no more because you can't take care of it the way you did it. I'm like, okay, but when I got it, I was able to take care of it. I was telling him. And not only that, but the RAV4 I had, that 2020, it didn't have dual climate zones. So the back seat, you ain't getting no air back there. The only air that was going to be got was coming from the front of the vehicle. And my dog is plus size. She's plus size, fluffy, and she needs air. And being that it's a black vehicle, you know, and we're in Southeast Georgia, summertime gets really hot. So she was back there suffering. I'm like, oh my gosh, I hated to take her to the park. And then sometimes, even when I went, like when it got really cool in the afternoon, it was a lot for her to be back there and with no air. So I always had to look at windows down and stuff. So now, so this is what happened. So he and I went back and forth about it and I just gave up. I was like, I don't want to deal with it. I said, you know what, Lord, if you want me to get a new vehicle, you're going to have to make it happen because I'm not, even though, and it's like this, this is the relationship I have with my parents. If my parents tell me it's not a good idea, I'm going with it. Yes, I'm an adult, but that's how much respect I have for my parents that I trust what they're saying and that I trust that they're not saying it from a place of we just don't want you to do it. No. They pray. My parents pray. So there's been many a times where the Lord spoke through my parents to get my attention and it was like, okay. So he was telling me, he said, throughout the year, it was like last year, and then I ended up having to have a rental vehicle for about a month or so because they were doing some work on my truck. And I was like, okay, but see, what we fail to miss is that the Lord gives us previews before the blessing comes. So I had the exact type of vehicle that I wanted. It was an updated RAV4, push button start, had all of the stuff, had all the bells and whistles and stuff. So just hold on to that because like I mentioned before, I went to see, I went to a worship night thing and Chandler Moore from Maverick City was there. And he said, there's a hint of destiny if you look at the details of your life. He said, if you look at the details of your life, you'll see a hint of your destiny there. And it was like, okay. And I didn't think nothing about it because at that time when I had the rental, it was like, I was going through a lot of stuff. So I was blinded with the things I had going on that I didn't even notice that. A lot of times when we're going through trials and storms, we don't pay attention to what God is doing right there in front of our face because we are distracted with the negative things going on. And we got to remember to continue to keep our focus on the Lord. And it's hard. It is so hard, y'all. I mean, so let me go back to the letter. I wrote that letter, I think on the 5th of April. On the 7th of April, I talked to my dad. I mentioned something about the tires on my truck. And he said, you know, I was thinking about it. I was doing the numbers. And he said, you know, you were right. It'd be better for you to buy to upgrade your vehicle. I just want y'all to know that's a whole miracle right there for my dad to say that. Because let me tell y'all something. My dad is Latino. He is Puerto Rican. And he is ex-military. He is type A. For him to say you were right, it is better. Y'all, if I have any Puerto Ricos on here, Boricuas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to parents. Okay? Because if your parents actually say you were right, it is a whole miracle. Y'all don't understand. That was a miracle. And let me tell you, I was stunned. I couldn't even like rejoice in it at that moment, because it was like, what is happening? It was like a shift happened. I'm still speechless. But what really made, I was really down on myself, and the enemy jumped in immediately, came in with the guilt. You gave up too soon. And look at there. God allowed him to have a change of heart, and you gave up too soon. You gave up 2 days before it happened, or a day before it happened. And you know what? If I had been talking to a brother and sister in Christ, a married couple that I talk to every so often, I would have actually fell into that trap, because that married couple, their pastor and prophetess, and we talk on the phone like we brothers and sisters, like seriously, like that's fam. They are in Buffalo, New York, Lion of Judah Ministries. Y'all need to check them out on Facebook. And no, they're not a Facebook ministry. They have a ministry. They just show, they have their streaming. They stream to Facebook. Lion of Judah Ministries, Pastor Grady Thompson and Prophetess T. Thompson, Takiya Thompson. Sweetest people ever. I love them. That's my brother and sister in Christ. And, I can genuinely say that you call some people brother and sister, but they are really there, man, please. I'm fumbling and stumbling through these words, but let me get through. So if I hadn't been talking to them already, and cause I had to call and ask them, I was like, can y'all please pray for me? Cause I'm about to give up. Like, I'm tired. I am tired. You know, without the R, tied. And Pastor Grady said, sis, you know, sometimes you just got to rest. You just have to rest. And it was like, it made so much sense. And then I think I was watching Tony Evans or Joyce Meyer, one of them, and they mentioned Elijah. Elijah had to take a rest. He had to have a snack and a nap. Okay, and like, I said, you know what? Okay. Like, sometimes you have to put the sword down and just sit down somewhere and just rest. Let somebody else fight for you. Let somebody else pray for you while you sit down for a minute and catch your breath. But you get back up. But what I'm saying is, like, you got to take that rest. You got to take that rest. And the thing is, and this is where I was like, I didn't give up, because I wrote, I know you're doing it. I know you're behind the scenes working. So my faith was still there, because I know the Lord is doing something. Listen, I can't even get into everything that the Lord showed me between 2022 and last year. I can't even get into it, because it's so many things and so many intricate steps and details that if I sat here and told you, you would be like, wow, you yourself would be overwhelmed. as well as I am. I'm still like, I can't even. And see, that's the thing. When you really sit and look at the details of your life, there's no way you can't give credit to God. God deserves every bit of credit, because there's no way you could have orchestrated that yourself for it to work as flawlessly and seamlessly as it does to get to you. Like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. But that was that weekend of the 6th of April. So that Monday, I went to the car dealership, and it was this Monday. I went to the car dealership and test drove a vehicle. They came back with a price. When we got done test driving, they came back with numbers. And this car has everything I wanted. Because when I traded in my 2016 RAV4, which that's a whole story with how I got that. I don't have time for that. I traded 2016 RAV4 in for the 2020 when I moved into the home, because the 2016, it was about time for it to get maintenance and stuff. And I said, I just bought a house. I don't have time to be worrying about maintenance. So it was the same reason why I traded this one in. So I was like, I don't have time for the maintenance and stuff. I just don't have time. So I traded up and got a 2020. Well, the 2020, my 2016 was an XLE. So I had a sunroof. I had power stuff. It wasn't push button yet, but it had the power trunk thing to, you know, open the trunk from the inside. It was, you know, I had the buttons, you know. Well, the 2020, I downgraded to LE because I couldn't afford to get an XLE. And so I lost the sunroof. I lost all the power buttons and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's fine. It's brand new. I don't have to worry about maintenance and everything for a couple of years. Well, this XLE, I'm looking at it and I say, y'all, because it was, and I'm going to tell you, it was an XLE on the lot that was used. But guess what? And it was a 2024, but guess what? It had 598 miles on it. And I was like, that's perfect. That's a brand new vehicle. I want that because it's already technically used. So I'll just get a used one. When I got there, my sales lady, she sold it. I'm like, how did you, I told you I wanted that one. I wanted to use one because I'm like, I already know the payment's going to be cut down some, maybe not too much, but I could work with that. You know what I'm saying? And she said, well, I sold it to a little old lady. I'm like, I don't care. You sold it. And that's the one I wanted. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, didn't I tell you already, you always get content with broken things and I would never give you something that's broken. Like, that came from 2020 when I went on the beach for my birthday before the shutdown and everything, the global shutdown. The Lord told me that. Said, I'm trying to put you in something brand new and you trying to get something that's already done been used. I said, okay. So they came back with some numbers. First number was $690. I said, I'll tell you right now, I ain't paying that. I said, I'm not paying that. They came back, the guy came back with $635. I said, I'm not paying $635 for no car note. Now, some of y'all might be like, nah, look, that's pretty good on the 2024 RAV4. I ain't want to pay that. That's just not what I'm, no, I was paying $555. I ain't want to pay $555. My very first car from Toyota was a Toyota Corolla Sport in 2010. I paid $341. A month and some change, $341.18 or whatever, 81 cents, something like that. That was a car note in 2010. I'm like, I want the price to be $341 all the time when I come back here. So the 2016, it was like $478 or something like that. So the 2020, it was $555. So when he came with $635, I said, I'm not paying that. I said, y'all, my car is running fine. All I need is some tires. I'll just go get some tires. He was like, hold on, just wait. He said, I can't get no Lord in $635. That's impossible. Ding, ding, ding. I know the Lord about to do a miracle. Because let me tell y'all something. This is why this is titled More Than Able. because this man said it's impossible. Matthew 19 and 26, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Mark 9 and 23, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that can believe. And Mark 10 and 27, Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. With God all things are possible. Luke 1 and 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke 18 and 27, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Y'all, that was, let me, five times where we are told it is possible with God. With God, all things are possible. We're told that five times. It's probably some more. I just went to the first five. We're told that if it's said more than one time in the Bible, that means you need to pay attention to it. We're told it is possible. I said, when that man walked away, when him and the saleswoman walked away, talking about they can't go, he couldn't go no lower than 635. When they walked away, I sat in that chair and I said, Lord, my heavenly father, my Abba, these people down here telling your daughter that it's impossible to go below 635. They're telling your daughter it's impossible. And you said in your word, all things are possible with you. So I know you can get this under $600. Because I don't want to pay $600. Y'all, it's $5.97 a month. If you round it, it's $600. It's basically $600, but it's $5.97. It don't say $600. Okay. Because he's more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. That was a drop in the bucket for my heavenly father. That's a drop in the bucket for him. I went to the doctor this week. The doctor said, everything is fine. Everything is beautiful. Y'all, I got to work. I think it was Monday or either Tuesday. My administrator came in and told me, she asked me how was my spring break and yada, yada, yada. And she said, oh, by the way, we're going to need you to teach the seniors next year. Y'all, to teach seniors is amazing. Everyone is like, that is great. That is great. They need you in there. People were bragging on me from work. Like, you are the perfect person for them to put in that position. Like, you, all this week. And I praise God and I give him all the glory for that. Because, y'all, I was tired. And I know there are some of y'all who are tired. You are tired of fighting. You are tired of every time you look around, it's nothing but bleak and gloom and just, oh my gosh, when am I going to get out of this? When am I going to get out of the pits? Does God not see me? Does he not hear me? Why is he ignoring me? He's not ignoring you. He's not. I've had to tell myself that. And when I look back over, I sound like one of them old church songs. When I look back over my life, when I look back, a couple of months ago, I'm riding around in the exact car that I would later drive off the lot. The exact kind of car I was going to drive off the lot. The Lord was just giving me a preview. It's some other stuff that I am truly holding on and praying for the situation, because I know what the Lord told me and I know what he showed me, and I had a preview of it. And it's crazy because it feels like it's driving me insane, because it's like I'm excited about it, but I can't lose focus. I gotta keep my eyes fixed on the Lord. I can't get swept away with what is it going to be like and when is it going to happen. I can't get swept away with that, because when you do that, you get so consumed and then you get frustrated because it's not happening when you want. I can't let my mind go there. I got to keep pushing. But I know if he gave me a preview of this vehicle, I know that what I saw, what I experienced was only a preview of things to come. And I just pray that the Lord allows it to come to fruition and that it does not get held up. It does not get delayed or denied or derailed. I pray God's hand covers the situation and covers it. And I pray that I'm able to tell y'all about it one day when it comes to fruition. I pray that it comes to fruition so I can sit here and do, it's going to be two parts on that. It's going to have to be two parts because listen, when I told that situation to somebody who is close to the other thing, I'm trying not to say it because I don't want people hearing to go, whoa, what's happening? Okay. But when I talked to somebody who is close to the situation, they were like, that sounds like a book. Like, wow, that's a great story. I said, I know. I couldn't have come up with that kind of story. I couldn't have come up with that. But guess what? He's the author and finisher of my faith. That's why it's that good, because he wrote it. He had that written before I was born, before I was even thought of. He had that written from the dawn of time. It's been written. So I pray that everything works according to how he has it orchestrated, because we got free will. So we choose to walk the path or not. And see, we got to walk in obedience, because when we walk in disobedience, we hold things up. Then we get frustrated to God and say, God, why is this not happening? But the Bible says he's more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. But when we walk in disobedience, we don't have no power. So why are you getting mad at God? Ooh. We can't keep getting mad at God when we don't do what we're supposed to do. He's more than able. And his word does not return to him void. He's not a man that he should lie. So if he say he more than able, then he's more than able. The Bible says it is not possible with man, but it's possible with God. Five times. With God, all things are possible. So if he showed it to you and he gave you the vision, he gave you the dream, he gave you the instructions, it's possible. It's possible. It is possible. And I'm talking to myself. It is possible. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let's go back to this song. This song said, when did I start to forget all the things you did? When did I throw away faith for the impossible? How did I start to believe you weren't sufficient for me? Why do I talk myself out of seeing miracles? Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but that thing right there, that did something to me. When did I start to forget all of the things you did? The Bible tells us in Psalm 105. Is it 105? Psalm 105. I feel like it's the wrong one. Hold on. It is the wrong one. It's Psalm 103. And verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We're not supposed to forget his benefits. We're supposed to remember those things. And then there is a scripture. In Lamentations. Oof. Lamentations 3:21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, Therefore have I hope. Says in verse 20, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Isaiah 46:8. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, that man, the man that executeth my counsel from far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Jesus, I thank you right now for your word. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Psalm 77:11. Like, possible means able to be done within the power or capacity of someone or something. With man, this is impossible, because we don't have the capacity to do it. Only God has the, that's why all things are possible with God, because he's the only one that has the capacity to do it. He's the only one that has the power to do it. Not by might nor by strength, but by your spirit. Not by my might nor by my power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. That his spirit, because he's the only one with that kind of power. He has dunamis power. He has power to raise people from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead because he had dunamis power. And guess what? Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. So if you have a relationship with Jesus, that same kind of power that rose Christ from the dead lives in you. And through that power, God can do the impossible. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Y'all, he is more than able. Who are we to deny what the Lord can do? Who are we to deny what he can do? If you get tired, take a time and recollect, get your mental right. Listen to worship music. Y'all, I had the best sleep last night. I felt like for the first time in a very long time, I actually rested while I was asleep. Because see, it's a difference between sleep and rest. It's a difference. I actually felt like I could rest. Like I had rest. Then, excuse me. Hope y'all ain't hear that burp. I'm sorry if y'all did. But then with the taxes, so my taxes got filed, but of course I owe money. My state taxes came back already. Never have I ever filed taxes and my state taxes come back within a week. y'all, I went, oh yeah, I forgot about this. Went to the mailbox after I got home from test driving the car, because I couldn't bring the car home the day I test drove it. Because they still had the banks that I took the, because I'm financing through, the car dealership or whatever. So they had already closed. The banks had already closed. So I was like, okay, I'll come pick it up tomorrow. I got home that day after I test drove the car. Why was there a check in my mailbox? Y'all. I'm expecting this week for miracles, signs, and wonders every single day. That is my expectation. That is my expectation. That is my hope. He is my expectation. He is my hope. I expect my Heavenly Father to show up for me every single day. I expect for his presence to be on me and in me and through me and permeating my, like, just flowing off of me every single day. That is my hope and that is my expectation. And it is so and shall not be otherwise. I am expecting to see the impossible done because he is more than able to do what he said he was going to do. I'm expecting for every situation in my life that he has promised me, I'm expecting it to come to fruition this year. I am expecting to see the greatness of God in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. And it will not be delayed or denied. Like, you got to talk like that. Talk like that to your situations. I'm expecting to be like enlarged by his presence this year. I'm expecting him to allow me to go into rooms I had no clue were even available for me. I'm expecting for my name to be mentioned in rooms that I have no knowledge of. I'm expecting greatness this year, this week. Tomorrow morning, as soon as I wake up, I'm expecting greatness. I'm expecting to see emails from people whom I've been reaching out to and stuff like that, asking me to speak and stuff. I'm expecting it because I'm expecting it. And I want to see God do the impossible. I want to see him show up for people, not just me. I want to see him show up for my family. I want to see him show up for my loved ones. I want to see him show up for my friends. I want to see him show up for my coworkers. I want to see him show up because he can do the impossible because he's more than able. He is more than able to do what he said he's going to do. Whew, thank you, Lord. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's all I got, y'all. That's all I got. Like, I just feel like somebody need to be encouraged. Like, whatever you're going through, he is more than able. He's the only one who has the capacity to do the impossible in your life. So trust him. Trust him. He's going to answer you. He already is. He's already doing the impossible. He's already doing it. The work is done. It's just, we got to wait and be patient. And I know like I told you, over 10 years ago, it's been over 10 years. I saw my son, like, y'all don't, when I tell you, y'all, I could hear them laughing. I could still hear it. Like, I could still see their faces. Like, y'all don't understand what it's like when you see a vision of something that the Lord has promised. You remember those details. Like, I still remember that. And it's been over 10 years, and I have been holding on. I was about to throw that whole thing away. I was like, ain't no way that was true. But then he sent people. I'm going to tell y'all, that was about 2011. It started in 2018. People started coming up to me, talking about the kids I was going to have, talking about the babies. People came, one of my coworkers, she's still at the school I was at. She come up, rub my belly and pray over my belly, talking about, I can't wait to see these twins. What twins? And then people started talking about twins, talking about I was going to have twins. Not just kids, not just you having some children. You're going to be a boy mom. You're going to have twins. Like, random people from work, people in the store that I did not know, like, random people coming up. And then after 2022, so that went on from 2018 to 2022, so for 4 years. And then after 2022, I ain't hear nothing about kids no more. Last year, I had an ovarian move. I heard nothing else about children anymore. But the last thing I heard was from whoever, people was just amping up twins. It went from just having boys. Actually, it went from having children to having boys. You're going to be a boy mom, like an overabundance of people coming. You're going to be a boy mom. You're going to be a good boy mom. And then into you having twins. Y'all. But last year, it was silent. I didn't hear anything. Nobody coming up to me talking about kids. Nobody. None of it. So it's just been radio silence. So I don't know what's going to happen. But let me tell you something. I guess I'm having some twin boys. I'm just going to let you know. But, and you know what? I'm going to tell you the funny thing. That actually confirmed what I saw, because I didn't realize they were twins. When I saw the vision, I didn't realize they were twins. But I was like, they are twins. I saw them. You can't tell me that I'm crazy. You can call them crazy if you want to, but I know what I saw. And I know I'm going to have twin boys. I know I'm going to have a set of twin boys. And that's what I know. I know I got a daughter. And I know I have a set of twin boys. So, yeah. And you can't tell me otherwise. You can't. And you know what? What I had to... And it's hard being a woman in this society when societal expectations are you have children in your 20s. You get married, have children in your 20s. That's the societal norms of this time. Even though people have been waiting later to get married and stuff, it's still, that's a thing. Like, you get married when you're young and you have your kids while you're young. And it's been hard. It was hard, especially after losing an ovary, because that means you literally got your chances of having children cut in half, like literally. So, and to see other people whom I'm older than start their families and have their children, and I'm still sitting here like, Lord, you really forgot about me. And I said that to him. I said, Father, you forgot about me. I'm sitting here, I feel like the last pick to play in the game. I feel like the person that, you know, those movies where they're at a dance, it's a school dance, and everybody gets chosen except for that one person. That's how I feel. I feel like that. I was like, why am I always the last person? Why I always seem like I'm the last one to blossom, the last one to bloom? Like, things happen for me last, you know? And it's like, what I'm realizing is, I have to, he's giving me opportunity to discover who I am in him. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity had I would have gotten married young. I wouldn't know who I was. I had a whole bunch of trauma, underlying trauma, that I had pushed out the back of my mind. I had a lot of trauma. And if I would have got married young, I would have destroyed that marriage. I would have probably been on marriage number two. You know, like, I realized, like, he was gracious enough to give me this time to work on myself and to discover myself in him. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful. And what I realize is the people who I know who got married, they didn't really go through trauma growing up. They didn't really have trauma. Not that they didn't go through things, but they really didn't go through trauma like I went through trauma. And so that's probably one reason why they were able to, because they're, you gotta think about it like this. Whatever isn't fixed inside you, you attract that kind of person. You know what I'm saying? And my heavenly, I see it like my heavenly father loves me so much that he didn't want me to join someone else who was broken. He wants me to be whole so I can marry somebody who is also whole in him. So we can have a healthy marriage. Not that our marriage will be perfect, but we would be perfect for each other because we have Jesus at the center of our relationship. And we know how to run to the cross instead of doing toxic stuff. You know, like, he was, oh man, when I sit and think about it, it's like, yeah, I get frustrated. Cause you know, sometimes you just, You want to have somebody to watch the movie with. I want to come home and be mad at my husband because he watched the show without me. You know, I want them kind of problems. Those are the kind of problems I want. Like, you watched the show without me? How dare you? I don't want to talk to you no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the kind of problems I want. You know, but it's okay. Because I'm going to have that. I'm going to have that in Jesus' name. And it's going to be fine. It's going to work out. Because his word says in Romans 8:28, we all know that. All things work together for the good of those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. It's going to work out for me. Don't know when. That's really not a concern of mine, even though it kind of low-key is. But hey, it'll happen when it happens. I'll probably walk right into it this year. Watch. Just when I'm thinking, oh, you know what? I'm so glad I'm by myself. Boom. There you go. Disrupting everything I had planned for myself. You know, like, it will probably happen like that. Like, when you step back and really look at, like, he really is our Heavenly Father, and he really wants the best for us. And we fight him so many times. Like, we just, and I told my sister about my letter I wrote to God about how I was quitting. And she said, but you know what? That's what he wanted you to do. He wanted you to quit. He wanted you to surrender so he could do what he needed to do. Because she said, look how fast everything happened when you got to that place of surrender. I said, you know what? Get out of here. I was like, get out. She said, that's what he, you know, like, it's so true. Just surrender. Because that's really what you're doing when you say you give up or whatever, and you know, and you trust in God, you still trust in God and believe that he's going to do it. But like I said, I still had the faith. I still was like, no, God is doing it, and I know he's doing it. I'm just tired. I can't do this no more. I got to sit down somewhere. Good. Sit down. Now I can do what I need to do. You know, and it's like, oh, that's all I had to do? Why was I don't know. Don't know why he was fighting so much, because he was doing the whole thing. Like, we just need to go sit down. Go sit down. Go take a snack break, because he got it. He don't need our help. You wearing yourself out, and he don't even need your help. He don't, because he's more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. And I'm going to put imagine. He can do all of it. He can do it all. He don't need our help. He does not need our help at all. He does not need our recommendations. He does not need anything. He has it. God's got it. Just remember that this week. God's got it. I already started taking stuff to him like, hey, this is above me. So I need you to, if you look, this is your problem. I can't do nothing with this, huh? I'm giving it to you. That's how I started telling my, this year, 2024, Father, this, I can't do this. You got to do this now. This too much. I can't do it. I can't do nothing. Okay. So here you go. Huh? I'm gonna give this to you right here. I'm gonna lay it right here at your feet. Bye. Cause I know you got it. I know you got it. So here you go. Bye. I started doing that cause if I hold on to it, I'm going to stress myself out because I can't do it. It's too much for me. That's why we get so frustrated and flustered with things, because it's too much for us. And we stressing out. Our bodies are getting stressed out. Just give it to him. Cast your cares upon him. To cast means to throw it. Like furiously throw it. Like get rid of it. Like it's a bomb. Cast it. That's what that means. To get rid of it. Just throw it up. Just throw it away. Just throw it over there. But yeah, y'all, just remember, he's more than able. More than able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. All right, y'all have a great week this week. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.